coming to you live from the suburbs of Indianapolis. My guest tonight, the very funny Paul Pete, everybody. Paul Pete. Let him hear it. Louder, you funks. Yeah, this is Chris, bro.
Yeah.
Doesn't even pick up that AC.
I'm gonna sit up for my fifth grade teacher. Make sure I make Miss Aaron proud.
Yeah, you look like picture day.
You know what I mean? Miss Aaron.
Bro. Were your parents like strict on picture day or they didn't really care?
Nah, they're Haitian, dude. It's just like take the pictures, but we're not buying it.
Ah! Same here, dude. That's so true.
It is.
How did those places stay in business? I mean, there was a lot of morons that would buy them every year.
Yeah.
But my parents, dude, they would open the envelope, and you know how I would say, like, void on the photo? They'd be like, oh, that looks good. And then they would just slide it back into the folder and give it back to me to take back to school.
Oh, good job.
I'm like, you don't want to buy them? They're like, nah.
We fucking live with you.
Yeah, like, I see you every day. What the hell? I don't need photos of you. Shit, man. But yeah, bro, it's good to be here. We are in the backyard. Indianapolis, Indiana. I got kicked off stage tonight.
For saying the F word, bro.
At Crackers Comedy Club, downtown Indianapolis.
Your words, not mine.
About...
It was, go ahead. It's such a stupid fucking thing.
It's the dumbest name, bro. Crackers?
Crackers.
Bro. It could have been like Cracker Jacks. Cracker Jacks. Comedy Club.
Could have been.
Crackers. Crackers. Crack ass crackers.
Crack ass crackers. Who's that? Is that Chappelle? Crack ass crackers.
I think that's just everybody.
That's everybody.
That's every black guy. You know what my favorite thing is the bit. When I point to you, you say, all right. When you say bitch ass,
nigga.
Bro, that's just the best phrase.
That's such a weak person. That's like the weakest of
the
weak.
I'm trying to think of. I don't know. It's just so fun to say behind closed doors or in my car with the windows up.
Like in an office space in the
beginning. Lock the door. Oh, shit. Downtown tonight, it is just either pasty, goofy, balding, like just white guys who have given up. Peyton Manning retired, and their life has been downhill ever since. Thanks. They have nothing to live for. Or it's just a straight up, like Kodak Black,
Thanks.
Pull up in the old Cadillac the with donk. The gold rims. Yes. The donks, for those of you out there.
Dunks.
But dude, it's just 24th, that's it.
24th.
No Asians, no Spanish folks, just goofy looking white people that have given up and Back. Just straight up music video, just over the top black folk.
This is true.
I gotta say, at first I didn't like it, but as we were leaving, I go, this city is so just different. That I'd almost, I don't know. I feel like if you walk around downtown and just film, it's you just see characters down there. It's almost Vegas-like. Not with the, it's not like beautiful or anything like that, but it's like, it's like just the, it's just got a chaos to it.
A slow chaos, though. It's not that much people.
It is slow motion.
Slow life.
It's like Grand Theft Auto. On slow-mo mode.
Yeah.
Because people are getting destroyed. Thanks. How many ambulances went by?
A couple.
In like 5 minutes, dude.
Oh, quite a few.
Every intersection, woo, people were like, oh, I'm trying to eat my... It was like half gentrified.
It was.
But they gave up on it.
They did.
So white people just look stranded. You notice that? Like, it's crazy down there, bro. When we were at the ATM, someone just pulled up.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, my gosh. Today's not the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Right next to the car. It's like you don't.
That's why I don't even, like, go to the bank anymore, because I'm like, whenever there's a recession, you don't want to be in the bank as it's getting robbed. You're in there like, oh, I just need a direct deposit form for my new job. And you just hear, everybody on the fucking ground now. And you're like, bro, I was going to go get something to eat after this. Now you're waiting for, like, the FBI to talk this guy out of it. And you're just sitting there talking to the other guy next to you. You good?
Nah, that's how you're on the fucking floor.
Oh, yeah. I thought you had a bug on you.
Talking to the guy next to you.
You're like, when do you think we'll... Do you think we're going to get out of here, man?
It's fucking...
Bro, they make you put, like, your phone in the bowl, and they, like, pour bleach on it just so you can't call for help. Bro, you're just sitting there like, I don't need this. I will help you just to speed up this process.
And you're out of insurance claims.
Your Apple Care just expired, and they just pour bleach on your phone.
Those will start your new job Monday, son.
For all you get is pistol whipped. You show up to work at your new job with a lump on your head. They're like, what happened to you? You're like, well, I got pistol whipped at the Chase. Damn, dude. Yeah, it's good to be here, man. I haven't seen you in 4 years.
4 years, man. Ever since we filmed that sketch.
Shout out to 229 Moffitt Street.
Moffitt Street.
Or 619 Moffitt Street. It was... Dude, no one cared about us over there. Not the landlord, the mailman. No. Because the mailman would give our mail to the bodega. Mm-hmm. And we'd have to go downstairs and talk to the bodega manager. Like, hey, did you get any mail for Sean Madden? And then the guy would just hand me a stack of my mail. And, like, I'm like, this dude's just trying to sell drugs. And I'm, like, getting mail from him.
It's Brooklyn.
It's just, dude. It's
Brooklyn.
I miss that place, man. Even though.
Pre-pandemic.
There was no heat. Wonder why Christmas missed us. Hey.
Christmas, New Year's, Hanukkah.
Bro.
Kwanzaa, everything missed us.
That apartment was whatever temperature it was outside is the temperature on the inside. That was the game. But no one cared, bro.
No one did care.
We were just. Dude, we hotboxed that entire building. Left the oven open.
Had to.
For the heat.
Had to.
Yeah, you can't call like, hey, you guys keep delivering my mail to the wrong building. They're going to go, look, we don't care about your heater. What makes you think we care about your mail? Like, okay, thanks. Good point.
The nails on the floor.
Oh. Yeah, we moved into this apartment, brand new renovated. Everything was nice in there, except for it didn't have heat. And they never finished the hallway. It was just plywood and nails. It's just, and they're like, oh, yeah, we'll finish that in 2 weeks. Soon as everyone moved in, pack your bags, we're out of here. Just the craziest. Yeah. All the dice games downstairs. Bro, they'd play dice till like 4 a.m.
Facts.
Out my window, you'd be trying to get a nice 6 hours of sleep, and you would just hear, that's a 7, motherfucker. Give me my money. And I'm just like, yo, how? I'm like, I don't even think white people play Yahtzee this long.
Nah, they don't.
And Yahtzee gets intense at family game night. There's a lot of, yo, run it back. Because that's the thing that happened in that neighborhood was whoever won and got the pot in the middle, you know, of the money, you know, there'd be like a bunch of fives and singles in a pile. That guy would win, and then they're like, yo, let me get my money back. And so they would just keep playing. No one was ever allowed to walk away with the money. Because if you won, everyone would try to recoup their original bet.
Original $7.
And that's how people and people will get shot right there. Bow.
$7.
Yo, thank God for delivery, bro, because there would be days where we'd look out the window and be like, yeah, I'm gonna order a sandwich.
Citizen's app came in very useful.
I'm like, is that a pit bull chasing an RC car? Yeah, delivery. This one guy would just have a remote control car in that intersection on Moffitt, and a pit bull would just be chasing it in a circle. And people would get off the train and walk by like just complete normal. Even when we shot that sketch where your character pinned me up against the wall, facts. People were like, oh, thank God it wasn't me.
Facts.
They thought you were mugging me, bro. They didn't even facts. Give a shit.
But that guy with the ice RC car, he's doing all the tricks with that RC car. $100. He has no driver's license.
Oh, nothing, bro. I'm like, where do you even charge it?
Come on, sir.
You just in the subway, like, yo, let me get an outlet. I gotta charge my RC car.
New York gives you that, though. New York gives you opportunity to charge your phone in the worst places, but it does.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy that they had those little mini computers on every corner where you could jump on the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And, like, you see the homeless people, like, searching the web. And you're like, dude, I want to see what a dude that's just hopped up on 3 different drugs with a gunshot wound. Like, what is he Googling?
Porn. Has to be.
You think so?
Has to be. What else?
I don't know.
At that point, what else are you Googling?
Yeah.
I'm not giving him that much credit. You know, he's not looking up stocks.
You're not setting up a Shopify account.
No, he's not.
He's kind of trying to sling some merch.
He's not fucking, you know what I mean?
My new line of crack pipes.
Yeah. He's he's not looking up churches.
But it was fun. It's cool to see a different city. You know?
And not all cities. You know what I mean? I'm not going out of Mississippi anytime soon. You know?
Dang, everybody doesn't like Mississippi.
Because it's Mississippi.
I stayed there like 6 months.
6 months? Why?
And dude, I left with the accent.
Oh.
Jeez. It just sticks to you, bro.
The first time I was suicidal, that's how it would start.
Nah, man, it would stick to you like... You would just be like, pardon, like, what the fuck did I just say?
I don't mind slavery. Like, that's it's that.
Bro, it was like that. 1 week in Mississippi, 2 weeks in Mississippi, just slowly turn into, I don't even know, bro.
Fucking Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Just duck hunting in your backyard. Jeez. Bro, there's certain parts of this country where you just go, this is a different planet.
Oh, for sure.
100%.
Certain pockets of Florida you'll get that, like Quincy. You ever been to Quincy, Florida? Ever heard of it?
Quincy, Florida.
Quincy, Florida. Yeah, man.
Gosh, there's so many parts of Florida. I know a lot of Florida. Where is it?
It's
south?
No, it's near Tallahassee.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, when you go to school in Tallahassee, they tell you it has the highest AIDS rate. And it's like, you know what I mean? So you ask a girl, like, hey, you from Quincy? You know what I'm saying? And you know not to do anything. Because she's probably... You know what I'm saying? She's probably got the AIDS.
Yeah, you from Quincy? Oh, you that's crazy.
Chuck a deuce, bro. It's like, I'm not even using a condom. I don't even... You know what I mean?
Damn, bro.
Shouldn't AIDS have been called monkeypox? Because it came from a monkey. Isn't that what AIDS should have been called?
I don't know, bro. I feel like a lot of the quote-unquote diseases were probably just man-made.
Agreed.
And they slipped them.
For sure.
Same with COVID.
Come on.
You know?
Nah, man. I believe COVID is real. It came from a lab like they told us. They're here to help us. The government has to be here to help us because it always does.
Always.
Look at the gas prices. They could be 10, but they're 5. The government's helping us.
Yep.
Right?
Look at the bright side.
Look at the bright side. All those people in the ghettos, the government's helping. Each and every
day.
Every day. Right? Right?
You know, Government cheese is imported from France.
Government cheese.
Government brie.
Government brie.
They want the best for you. Government brie. They want the best.
Government brie. That. Oh, man. That's definitely going to make you shit, man. Government brie, dude.
Bro, what if our country, okay, what if the government really did help? Think of how ballin' the country would be. It'd be like, I don't know. Can't even picture a world. We just looked up and we couldn't picture a world where they helped. We're like,
government's coming to help the lobbyists. Like, oh, are you lobbyists okay?
Yeah.
It's like a room full of 50 people and they take care of them. And then it's like, whatever's left over, you guys can have.
That's how it so
is,
true.
Dude. That's how it is.
Do you think people go into politics to make a difference and then get corrupted, like, immediately?
No, because the field is, you know why you're going in the field. You know what I mean? There is no, like, you are, when you apply for a job, you know the job requirements. You get like that guy who's the Republican guy who just came out and said, oh, they invited me to like ass fucking parties. And he's like, I'm not doing blow off your ass.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Mitch Romney. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Allegedly. And so, and now they like got rid of his ass. Like, oh man, he's got 32 lawsuits against him. You know what I mean? I forget the guy's name.
You saying Mitt Romney?
No, not Mitt Romney, but okay. there's a young guy. And he was like, these are your senators, and they're inviting me to do coke, and I'm not for that. And they're like, oh, you're not?
Yeah.
We're not for you. Peace, bitch.
Well, like, a lot of it's like rich kids that went to like Yale
facts.
Or something, and they just like, you know, they just get handed this power.
Facts.
But I think also you get into politics like, we're going to clean up the streets and da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you get elected, they're like, hey Paul, you want a yacht? Yo, sign this document real quick. And you're like, poison a river? I don't give a fuck that river.
I don't even live in that town.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck
that. And then that's how you get like Flint, Michigan and stuff, because it's just like, it's just like every man for himself.
That's true.
It's crazy. It is.
It's America though, you know.
Yeah.
They owe me $300 because it's America. That's why they owe me $300. It's America.
Yeah. I got someone that owes me a lot more than that.
Damn, more than 300?
I'm actually glad I leave. It was like 14,000.
14,000?
Bro, and
I'm US dollars?
US.
Jesus Christ.
I'll take it in pesos at this point.
Yeah, pretty much.
But dude, like, yeah, he drives a white Audi, and like the last week in Florida, every white Audi A4 I saw, I like pulled up on. And I'm like, nope, not you. Sorry, wrong scumbag.
Damn, dog. All right, I'm going to let the 300 go, because I'm pretty sure he has two baby mamas, so I'm sure one of them needs the money.
All right, so explain to the people, you gave a...
third party?
Third party. You gave a unlicensed travel agent $300. For Delta tickets.
Yeah.
Guy probably works for American Airlines.
Nah, he
talking about, I'll hook you up on Delta.
He probably just has the cookies they got on Delta. All those good ones.
He put a bag of the Delta peanuts on Instagram.
Correct.
And he's like, yeah, hit me up anytime. I got tickets on deck. So yeah, you pay this guy $300.
Yeah.
And then he texted you. He's just texting you excuses every day of why he doesn't have
every day, bro,
the money. But then he texted you. You showed me. He said, I'll get you straight.
Yeah, I'll get you straight.
And the straight was STR8.
Eight.
Straight.
Yeah.
I go, yeah, he's never paying you back.
This is true.
If they put straight with an 8.
Yes.
Just forget it.
It's gone. But I'm going to. So what I'm going to do, though, right, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to put a sting operation.
Okay.
And basically call both his baby mamas, and like, I'm going to find their numbers out, and I'm going to have a 3-way call with both of them and say that he's still fucking with the other one. and then I'm gonna merge the call.
Oh, you're just gonna crumble his whole
Well, I mean, he did it to me. I need that $300. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know, man.
You know what I mean? I gotta get this Roly bezeled out. I gotta get this the bezels.
Diamonds.
With the diamonds, get it. What's what they say?
Bust down.
Bust down.
Yeah.
Gotta get it all bust down or whatever. Got time to look at me. I would never walk around with diamonds in my watch. That's
I don't know, man. Stupid. It's gonna be fun to see you with like 20 million.
Oh, man.
From comedy.
God willing, we'll see 20 million.
Just to see
comedy.
What you do with it.
20 million from comedy.
Like, will Paul Pete go off the rails?
I'll start doing rails. 20 million.
Long Island rails.
Straight up, it's Long Island Railroads.
Exactly.
Don't do drugs. Drugs are bad.
Bro, Long Island Railroad. Okay, yeah.
We're bad people.
We met at a show in Harlem.
Harlem.
Afterwards, yeah, we were both like, oh, I'm going to Long Island. And so, yeah, it was like a 2-hour. We made the train, right? Yeah. Or did we wait till like 3 a.m.?
Nah, bro, we made the train. We made
Yeah, man. Train.
We made it.
Penn Station, dude, you missed the, I think it was like a 12:05 train. The next one was at like 4:02 a.m. So you're just in the train station
waiting
for like 4 hours. Some nights we Ubered and just took the L.
It's a major financial L.
It'd be like 180 to get to the island.
Dude.
And you would just be like, yo, you throw in 90, I'll throw in 90. I'm getting the fuck out of this train station.
The night we met?
Yeah.
I ended up getting off at the wrong stop, and then I did have to Uber back to Hempstead.
Yeah, dude.
Because I got off at the wrong
It happens,
stop,
bro.
And you fall asleep. You fall asleep.
You fall asleep, and then it goes, doo-doo. This is the, you know, this
is where homeless
is the
people
got to
get
the
line.
Bro.
It's like, yo, all the homeless people,
there
at,
was
I gotta
some,
get the fuck off here.
There was some nights where you had to take a piss on the Long Island Railroad, but every bathroom was locked because people would just lock themselves in the bathroom to not pay a ticket, because they come check your tickets and they would just kick you off. Like, if you don't got a ticket, you got to get off the train. But people would just go in the bathroom and just lock the door and be like, I'm taking a shit for 45 minutes and then I'm just getting off. Like, no shame, bro. Nope. So I'm like, I got to pee. I got to take it.
Facts.
Crazy, bro.
I peed in bottles on trains before. Water bottles. I've had to do it sometimes because it's like, yo, fuck that shit. You can't.
Bro, New York is just it's just gross, bro.
It's growth, though. It's gross, but growth.
Well, you have to go there.
You have to.
That's the problem.
You do.
They put the art in the most expensive cities.
Facts.
L.A., New York, Chicago.
Facts.
You know,
yeah. Even Miami.
That's
now.
Where you go get your chops, regard like in any industry.
Oh yeah, Miami. You got some chops in Miami. Chopsticks, but yeah, that's what you're fucking.
Speaking of chopsticks, haven't seen one Asian in Boise or
Indy.
Speaking of chopsticks, I haven't seen one Asian in
Indiana.
Indiana.
Facts.
Wild.
Well, there's,
because they're everywhere.
That's right.
But not here.
They skipped Indiana. They skipped Indiana. They said, fuck this place.
No, dude. But there is a Somali population here.
There is, bro. Right by the airport.
Which is crazy, dude. That's the guy that was working Jimmy John's.
Yes.
Dude, it's crazy. Like, you can tell someone's Somalian immediately.
Facts.
Immediately.
Facts. This is true. It's how fast the lift pulls up. That's that's how you could tell. The Toyota. Toyota Corolla.
Yeah, man.
Typically silver.
Well, in New York, it was just all black Camrys, and you're like, dude, I got to check the license plates, because everyone was just like, yeah.
Mama dude's picking you up. That's every.
For a scene? Yes, for a scene. Scene maiden.